NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Here is Russ Ward.
The West German government, in a note from Chancellor Kiesinger to the Soviet ambassador in Bonn, today rejected Russia's latest protest over the West German decision to hold its presidential election in West Berlin next month. A West German spokesman said the note was a moderate reply, telling Moscow that the election will trouble no one and will violate no one's rights. Britain and France are in the midst of another dispute over a reported plan by President de Gaulle to supersede NATO and the European Common Market with a four-power directorate composed of France, Britain, West Germany, and Italy. France has denied such a plan is in the works. Britain has rejected it, reaffirming British friendship with the U.S. The de Gaulle move has generated congressional reaction. This comment from Senator John Sparkman of Alabama, the number two Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee.
Well, I won't say that I was dumbfounded when I learned that he had made such a suggestion or such a proposal. I've known all along, we've all known, that he did have distinct ideas with reference to nationalism, leadership of France, an independent Europe, and so forth. But it seems to me that this is much more extreme than anything he's proposed so far. I am amazed that he has done it. I deplore the action, and I certainly hope that it will not be carried further.
Alabama Senator John Sparkman. More news after this from Ford.
Now the Going Thing sings for your Ford dealer.
Going Ford, it's a going thing. It's what's happening. It's a going thing.
Say, you kids are great. What do you call your group?
The Going Thing.
Well, I'm a Ford dealer, and I sure appreciate what you're singing about my Fords. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yes, but how about singing about my pop option sale?
Your what?
My pop option sale on specially equipped Fairlanes.
Tell us about it, man.
It's loaded with dual racing mirrors, tape, stripe, white walls, and a whole lot more. Ford does give you better ideas.
We'll sing to that.
Say, do you kids always think alike?
Well, I'm an individual. And oh, I think
no,
that I can
man.
Sing
I always do my own thing.
Well, I gotta go. Goodbye, kids.
Goodbye, sir. Ford gives you better ideas. It's a going thing.
Once again, Russ Ward.
In a speech to the University Club in New York today, Senator Barry Goldwater of Arizona says the campaign for ratification of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty is part of the emotionalism with which the radical left would like to conduct our foreign affairs. Senator Goldwater calls the Soviet Union a nation dedicated to the concept of world conquest. There is speculation today that South Vietnam's Vice President Nguyen Cao Ky may meet with President Nixon during Mr. Nixon's visit to Paris next week. Ky, now in Saigon, is about to return to the French capital. A report from Andy Guthrie, NBC News, Saigon.
The South Vietnamese government has announced that Vice President Ky will fly back to Paris Monday for a continuation of the talks between the U.S., North Vietnam, and the National Liberation Front. The exact time of his departure has not yet been announced. The vice president has been back in Saigon since February 9th, receiving new instructions from President Chu and celebrating the Lunar New Year with his family. His visit to Saigon coincided with the return to Hanoi of the North Vietnamese chief delegate in Paris, Lê Duc Tho. Andy Guthrie, NBC News, Saigon.
More in a moment.
When you see Mickey Thompson driving a specially prepared Mustang on the Bonneville Salt Flats, you're looking at one of the quickest men in the world. We asked Mickey to take a look at the Mustang featured now during your Ford dealer's pop option sale.
Some of the big features of it are the brand new hood scoop, racing stripe, racing mirrors. I think it's one of the greatest deals Ford has ever offered.
Popular Mustangs, popular options, popular low package prices. At your Ford dealer's pop option sale. Very racy, very popular.
An FBI firearms expert testifying today in the Clay Shaw conspiracy trial in New Orleans said the belief that more than three shots were fired at the late President Kennedy may have resulted from small sonic booms caused by the rifle shots of Lee Harvey Oswald. FBI man Robert Frazier said the sonic booms and the sounds of the muzzle blasts are easily confused unless you're listening for them. William Scheer of Los Angeles, a leader of the American Independent Party, which promoted the presidential candidacy of George Wallace last November, said in Louisville, Kentucky today, it's time for action now in planning for 1972. Again, the hour's top story, the West German government has turned down the latest Soviet protest against West Germany's plan to hold a presidential election in West Berlin next month. Russ Ward, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is an NBC New York RevRack test. This is an NBC New York RevRack test. This is an NBC New York RevRack test.
This is NBC, San Francisco Network Test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is an NBC New York RevRack test. This is an NBC New York RevRack test. This is an NBC New York RevRack test.
This is Clancy Leisure with KNBR News from the world's largest broadcast news organization, Palo Alto, California. Another successful transplant at the Stanford Medical Center today. This time a man's hand has been replaced with the hand of another person. The only donor for the transplant was a 22-year-old girl. The man's body has not rejected the girl's hand, but one problem has developed. When he goes to the bathroom, it won't let go.
RevRack. Rev-Rac test. This is an NBC New York Rev-Rac test. This is an NBC New York Rev-Rac test.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Here is Jeffrey Pond.
Saigon has just come under the first shelling since October 31st. A short barrage of rocket or mortar fire hit the South Vietnamese capital within the last hour. About half a dozen shells landed in the downtown area. There are no immediate reports of casualties or damage. The shelling came a few hours after the Viet Cong's Tet New Year ceasefire ended. The West Berlin police today banned the anti-American rally that left-wing students planned to hold during President Nixon's visit on Thursday. The students had already said they would ignore a ban. Many West Berlin officials fear there will be serious violence. The students say they'll hold their demonstration outside the Charlottenburg Palace while Mr. Nixon attends a reception inside. As he prepared to leave for Europe tomorrow, Mr. Nixon handled some key domestic business today. Details from Richard Valeriani, NBC News at the White House.
President Nixon ordered a crackdown on the illegal use of drugs in Washington. He recommended the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs hire more agents both here and in cities which supply the district. He also recommended training programs in detection, apprehension, and treatment of addicts for Washington policemen, school teachers, correction officials, and public health officers. Mr. Nixon directed the Attorney General to ask Congress for more money for his anti-drug efforts in the Capitol. The president has allocated another $5 million in federal disaster relief funds to California because of the damage caused by heavy rains and flooding late last month. This raises the total allocation to $8 million. Mr. Nixon also announced the appointment of former Idaho Congressman Hammer Budge as chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, which regulates the stock markets. Budge, a Republican, succeeds Manuel Cohen, who resigned this week, alleging personal reasons. Richard Valeriani, NBC News at the White House.
The president goes to Europe at a time of serious new discord between France and Britain. Paris today denied that President de Gaulle was suggesting Britain join a European economic and political alliance that would free Europe of American influence. Britain rejected the alleged proposal and said she would not trade away her friendship for the United States. More news after this from Ford.
If a man can't perform, then no matter how much ability he has, he's not going to be on the Ram team. And the thing that I've always found in a Ford that I've driven for the past 9 years is performance.
This is Gene Rayburn for Ford, and we talked with Los Angeles Ram football coach George Allen. Now, Coach Allen is the first to admit he's kind of a perfectionist when it comes to his team and to the car he drives. And we asked if he'd gotten a chance to see the specially equipped, specially priced Galaxy 500 at his Ford dealer's pop option sale.
I've been pretty busy, but I did get over there the other day. I think the Galaxy 500 has a good package deal where you can get wheel covering, white walls, and vinyl interior. Another package that impressed me was the air conditioning. At the present time, you can get a terrific deal and save yourself some money.
When it comes to pro football, George Allen is the going thing. And George Allen goes with Ford. Pop in the pop option sale at your Ford dealers, the place you gotta go to see what's going on.
Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
Senator Barry Goldwater today says he will vote against the treaty to curb the spread of nuclear weapons. In a New York speech, Goldwater describes the treaty as part of the emotionalism with which the radical left would like to conduct our foreign affairs. The White House favors ratification, and only a few days ago, Goldwater said he would like to vote for the pact, but was deeply concerned about its lack of enforcement methods. Former President Harry Truman is getting better after his attack of intestinal flu. The 84-year-old Mr. Truman slept well last night, had a light breakfast, and said he wanted to go home. His doctors say he'll probably leave in a few days. The Bonn government has turned down the Russian protest against the scheduled election of a new West German president in West Berlin on March 5th. Bonn said that convening the West German parliament in Berlin to choose the president would violate no one's rights. More in a moment.
Fairlane stands out in automotive history as one of the most dependable cars Ford has ever built. So when you go in a Ford dealer showroom during his pop option sale, you may do a double take, because there's a Fairlane two-door hardtop decked out with wild performance-y options. Popular options like tape stripe, hood scoop, and groovy wheel covers, All in the Fairlane, all at one special low package price, all at your Ford dealer's pop option sale.
You forgot to mention extra savings on the vinyl roof.
Oh, you mean I didn't mention that gorgeous...
Longshoremen went back to work today in the port of New York, crossing picket lines set up by waterfront mechanics who began a wildcat walkout yesterday. Meanwhile, the 64-day-old longshoreman strike has ended in five other East and Gulf Coast ports and appears near its end in most others. Authorities in Hong Kong say Communist China may soon release the 15 people, including six Americans, who are on three yachts that were seized while cruising to Macau a week ago. Once again, the hour's top story. A short barrage of enemy rocket or mortar fire hit Saigon within the hour. It was the first shelling of the city since last fall. This is Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Here's William Littauer.
Several South Vietnamese cities have come under enemy attack for the first time since the United States halted the bombing of North Vietnam last October. Pentagon spokesman, Marine Lieutenant Colonel Martin Riley, gave this terse report.
It has just been learned here that an attack of some sort has taken place on Saigon, Republic of Vietnam. There are no details available, however, at this time.
Pentagon spokesman, Marine Lieutenant Colonel Martin Riley. Initial reports indicate the attacks were launched against not only Saigon, but also against Da Nang, Chulai, some deep water Navy installations, and the American base at Binh Hoa near Saigon. A small ground assault was also staged at Binh Hoa. Fire broke out there in an oil storage area. There are no reports of injuries so far. Earlier today, enemy troops attacked two U.S. bases during the final hours of the Viet Cong proclaimed Tet ceasefire. 249 enemy troops were reported killed in the two ground assaults and seven other engagements. Secretary of the Interior Walter Hickel has ordered that pumping of oil be temporarily resumed in the Santa Barbara, California Channel. Hickel said the order to resume pumping was made in the interest of safety and should not be interpreted as a resumption of general drilling. He said the temporary pumping was ordered on the advice of scientists and engineers to relieve pressure in existing oil seep. Beaches were fouled and birds killed earlier this month when thousands of gallons of oil leaked into the Santa Barbara Channel near an offshore drilling platform. The chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission has suddenly resigned. President Nixon has named a former Idaho congressman to succeed him. White House aides would say only that Chairman Manuel Cohen resigned this week for personal reasons. Former Congressman Hammer Budge, the new chairman, has been a member of the five-man commission since 1964. The government of Czechoslovakia has given new indications of its defiant attitude toward the Soviet military occupation. A report from Peter Hoffer, NBC News, Prague.
Czechoslovakia's government has refused permission to the Soviet forces to construct large apartment buildings for servicemen and dependents. When the Soviet building plans were first announced, a wave of concern swept Czechoslovakia that the Russians were going to stay on forever. An official announcement made today in Prague said that Soviet building plans in several Czechoslovakian cities would not be carried out. The Czechoslovakian authorities also will not vacate any more private homes and apartments for use by the Russians now housed in former Czechoslovakian army barracks. Peter Hoffer, NBC News, Vienna.
The government of West Germany has rejected the Soviet protest against its plans to hold presidential elections in West Berlin March 5th. Details of the reply were not made public, but a spokesman in Bonn described it as a well-balanced and moderate paper. There has been no reply as yet to an East German offer to allow West Germans to make Easter visits behind the Berlin Wall if the planned election site is switched from West Berlin. Britain and France are engaged in a new diplomatic dispute on the eve of President Nixon's European tour. The dispute broke out over reports President de Gaulle suggested broad revisions in NATO and the European common market. French Foreign Minister Debray has deplored what he terms the sensational character of the reports and denied President de Gaulle made any proposal to dissolve the common market.
Britain announced its ambassador to France is returning home for consultations and pointedly pledged anew its friendship to the United States and its loyalty to the North Atlantic Alliance. U.S. Chief Justice Earl Warren spoke optimistically today of progress in race relations. Warren addressed the winter convocation of George Washington University in Washington.
I am sure that a nation which was dedicated to the principle that all men are created equal, and as such are entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness 193 years ago, can, if it will, wipe out the prejudice and discrimination that make large segments of our people less than first-class citizens. I am sure that if we can take a heart from one human body and place it in another human body, that we can also soften those hearts when they are in their original being.
Chief Justice Earl Warren. A Nigerian government spokesman complained today that French weapons have given rebel Biafra vastly increased firepower and stalled for 5 months federal government attempts to crush the secession. The government official disclosed there have been repeated exchanges between Lagos and Paris over the French support for Biafra, but he refused to reveal the French response. At the same time, neutral sources report Belgian and British mercenaries are disrupting relief supplies to Biafra. In the pay of the Nigerian government, the mercenaries are said to be holding up about half of the international relief flights to Biafra by threatening to shoot down the planes. Once again, the hour's top story, communists launch mortar or rocket attacks on Saigon, Chulai, and Da Nang. William Littower, NBC News reporting.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News. This is Monitor 69 for the 22nd of February, George Washington's birthday. So right now, here's some music to chop down a cherry tree by. 3, 4, 5. Derek and Ray with Promises, Promises. Gonna be one of those days. Monitor on NBC, and my name is Joe Garagiola, and it's February 22nd, George Washington's birthday, and you know, in a couple of minutes, we'll be talking with someone at the Mount Vernon Mansion, which was Washington's family home in Virginia. But first, here's Dean Martin with Monitor Music, his latest Gentle on My Mind.
Tin can, I pretend I'll hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back road by the river. But my memory, every smiling, every gentle on my mind.
This is the famous Miller High Life theme. A reminder that Miller makes it right. Always hearty, robust, deep down good. Always the champagne of bottled beer. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
It's George Washington's birthday, and in honor of the occasion, we got in touch with Mr. Charles C. Wall, Director General of the Mount Vernon Mansion in Virginia, and he's standing by on Monitor's open line. How are you, Mr. Wall?
Very well, thank you, Joe.
Is anything special happening at Mount Vernon today?
This is a very busy day with us. This is our annual open house, so to speak, we've already had several thousand visitors.
Do they have to pay to come in today since it's George Washington's birthday, or did Mr. Washington leave a message that it's on the house?
Open house means free day.
Free day?
Right.
Well, how about it from the official standpoint? Anybody from the White House come down?
General O'Malley came and placed a wreath for the president. We are given to understand that if the president weren't so busy packing his bag and his briefcase, he would have been here himself.
Well, he's got busy time, so I'm sure we all understand why he couldn't get there. What's the weather like there?
The weather is overcast and quite chilly. Not a good day for standing around. But people are standing very patiently here in line outside my office window waiting to go in the mansion.
Of course, now, though, it's you got modern heat. How about in the days of Mr. George Washington? What was it like as far as heating?
George Washington, during most of his life here, had just the open fires. But in the last years, he had a stove or two, which he had brought back from Philadelphia when he retired.
Open fire? You don't think that's why he got to learn how to chop down cherry trees early, do you, to get some wood?
It took a lot of wood for all the fireplaces in the house, yes.
Mr. Wall, just to straighten something out for me, how about that legend of George Washington throwing a silver dollar over the... Rappahannock River?
Well, I'm sorry to take that away from you, but that evolved from a story told by his step-grandson, George Washington Parke Custis. The young man wrote in his memoirs that George Washington threw a stone about the size of a dollar across the Rappahannock there below his boyhood home, Fredericksburg, which was no superhuman achievement.
It wasn't to throw it across the river, a stone?
Well, not the Rappahannock, just below Fredericksburg. It's quite a modest stream.
I tell you, I've seen some baseball players the last couple of years couldn't throw a stone over the Rappahannock.
Well, it might depend on the spot you choose. In 1932, the Fredericksburg Chamber of Commerce staged a spectacle. They gave Christy Matheson a silver dollar. And he had no trouble throwing it across the river there at the site of Washington's boyhood home.
Well, I'll have to come down and show you how much trouble a fella can have. Thank you for taking time out, Mr. Wall.
Good to be with you.
Good luck now.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Mr. Charles C. Wall, the Director General of the Mount Vernon Mansion.
Thank you.
Since two out of three ladies agree no salt salts like Morton salt salts, why don't we make it unanimous? Anyhow, one thing we can agree on unanimously, you're on the monitor beacon. Joe Garagiola here for Monitor at 17 minutes after the hour. You know, tomorrow, President Nixon begins his 8-day tour of European capitals, and Monitor is reporting on many of the highlights and sidelights of the trip. And one thing I think we all take for granted is that the president will keep in touch with Washington and with the rest of the world. But how communications are maintained is something most of us don't know anything about. So here with some of the details, Herb Kaplow of NBC News.
Whenever and wherever the president travels to Key Biscayne, Florida, or New Delhi, India, an Army Signal Corps team travels with him. Its mission, to provide virtually the same communications facility available to the president at the White House in Washington. On practically a moment's notice, Mr. Nixon will be able to communicate just about anywhere in the world on this coming trip to Europe. The Signal Corps sets up a switchboard wherever the president is. It sets up a radio station, too, feeding into the elaborate communication center in the Washington White House, where another patch can be made, relaying the connection on to still another distant point. A similar arrangement is available for the so-called hotline, that teletype-like link whereby Mr. Nixon can quickly make contact with the Soviet leaders. Even when the president is en route in a car or helicopter, a Signal Corps man is nearby with the equipment to provide the president with his full communications capability. Also, of course, the presidential airplanes. They would be a delight to any amateur radio operator, outfitted as they are by the most advanced, sophisticated communications equipment. Sometimes, when the president travels abroad, Air Force communications planes are sent aloft to serve as standby in the event that they should be needed. But all sorts of redundant systems are present on the presidential planes themselves. So, however far off the president may be, he is only moments away from communicating almost anywhere in the world that he might need to. Herbert Kaplow, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Shortly, we'll check up on what some of the American people are thinking about the presidential tour. But first, Monitor music by the Duprees. Two different worlds.
Two different worlds. Never be
In Berlin, left-wing students have announced that they plan to demonstrate during President Nixon's visit there. And here at home, students have positive opinions on the tour, too. As Monitor found in checking the reaction of students and faculty members, too, at Lincoln High School in Des Moines, Iowa.
I'm against the trip Mr. Nixon is taking because I feel that our country in the past few years have stuck out our necks too many times as it is.
I'm for his trip because I think that our relations over there need strengthened, and I think that President Nixon going personally will give our ambassadors over there a shot of confidence in the arm.
Well, I'm in favor of the trip. I think it's a good idea. That Berlin side jaunt makes me a little nervous right at the moment. There are a few nervous questions, I think, that had better be answered on a face-to-face basis and as soon as possible.
All right, I'm against the trip because I feel President Nixon is responsible to the American public. We have American problems that should dominate the thinking of a current president. I would rather these be worked upon first, and I'm willing to let the other nations wonder just exactly what the United States is going to do.
No, I'm against the trip. We have a good professional diplomatic corps in Europe. If he does not trust their opinions, he could send Vice President Agnew.
Right at this time, what I know about it, I would say that I'm very much in favor of it. We are living in an age when I think communication is most important, understanding of one another. Everyone feels as though sovereignty is most important, and I personally feel that all of us, somewhere, somehow, have to relinquish a little of our sovereignty for the sake of world peace.
Reaction to the President's European trip from present and future voters in Des Moines.
We are wandering, we are wandering, like the shadows of the sun. Never quite the same at evening as when morning had begun. Tasting wine from many vineyards, testing truth from many shores, looking into funhouse mirrors, looking out of prison doors. Placing palms upon a table, charting phases of the moon, tearing cobwebs from illusions, spinning new ones in their place, finding solace in the chalice, or forgiveness in a face. Touch a hand. We are drifting, we are drifting through the pathways of the stars, seeking answers from the rainbows in refrigerated jars. staring voiceless at the scene as the jasmine candles burn, trading gold dust in for mushrooms, no deposit, no return. Changing, changing, ever changing, like the waves upon the sand, reaching in to find the meaning, reaching out to touch her hand.
Changing, changing, the big voice of Big Ed Ames.
No doubt about it. Your Plymouth dealer tells it like it is when competition can't even write it down. Did you know Plymouth Fury comes with class exclusives like torsion bar suspension for better handling, single unit welded body for strength, 7-step dip and spray treatment for rust proofing? Competition offers none of these features. Did you know Fury 3 has the biggest brakes, the biggest trunk, and the most rear seat room in its class? Precision, easy to read gauges instead of warning lights. Widest door opening for easy entry and exit. Even a standard electric clock. Get the straight story. See your Plymouth dealer. When it comes to a great car buy, he tells it like it is. And now, during the great Plymouth sale, you can buy a new Fury with reduced prices on such popular options as vinyl roof, all vinyl interior, and many others. Drop by your Plymouth dealers today. He tells it like it is.
California Soul, Gerald Wilson and his orchestra on Monitor 69, heard nationwide. In Bismarck, North Dakota, your monitor station is KFYR. We'll be back shortly. My name is Joe Garagiola. This is Monitor 69 with music by Spanky and Our Gang, without rhyme or reason.
Without rhyme or reason, you come along one day. Without rhyme or reason.
things that he did.
Sounds of silence, the silence broken by the sounds of our times.
Here's Hollister.
And I'm your host, Joe Garagiola. Last week, an advance party of 70 people flew to Europe to cover the six cities that will be visited by the Nixon party to set up the accommodations, communications, and other details of the trip. This weekend, Monitor is reporting on some of these plans, as well as reaction to the mission overseas and in this country. Right now, though, we have music by Jackie Trent. Here's her latest, Hollywood.
Beneath the Californian sunshine, there's a place you gotta see. The smell of sweet success is the only thing that you can get for free. The corny world of heroes on the run, and lovers walk towards the setting sun. Thank you. every fool you'll find a new Garbo waiting patiently for fame. She's been around for so many years, but still you can't recall her name. A celluloid producer winks an eye. His chauffeur-driven wheels are standing by.
Since this is the weekend of Washington's birthday, usually associated with our American heritage of patriotism, we wondered how our student generation feels about the subject. Monitor's college poll checked into current attitudes among college students toward devotion to country. Here is NBC newsman Bill Ryan with some of their reaction.
The college poll question was this. Many people feel that patriotism is dead among the younger generation. Do you love your country? Not right or wrong, but do you love your country? The college poll answers from 87 campuses produced this result. 88.9% said yes. 9.8% said no. And a little more than 1% of those questioned were not sure or did not answer. So almost 90% of the current college population would appear to be patriotic, since by definition, patriotism is love of or devotion to one's country. Of that almost 10% who said they were not patriotic, did not love their country, most of that was based on dissatisfaction with national policies, mainly Vietnam and the draft. But there were some very interesting answers from the yeses. An Ohio State sophomore said, "Of course I love my country. Only in this country can you object and still live as a free man." That may surprise a great many other countries, but it is patriotic. A Caltech freshman said, "Of course I love my country so long as I can voice my feelings." An NYU major in political science hit to all fields with this remark, "The draft is terrible, the whole Vietnam program is a mess, but I'm no commie." On-campus patriotism is about as universal as it is prevalent. There is no break in the figures when the students are grouped by race, religion, or age. For instance, about 85% of the black students interviewed said they loved the U.S., their country. The vast majority of today's college students say they love their country. They are quick to criticize, and most indicate that is one of the reasons they do love it, because they can criticize and perhaps change it. Bill Ryan, NBC News, for Monitor.
You know, it's a relief to know that so many of the young kids today are for something. Maybe it's only the ones who are against everything that make the headlines. Good report. Joe Garagiola here. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Katie, how about lunch?
Can't, Nancy.
Oh, why?
Yeah, the boss man's been a tyrant all morning.
Oh,
I've got the darndest headache.
What Katie needs is Anacin. In minutes, Anacin relieves headache pain and so its nervous tension, so you're back into action. You see, Anacin contains twice as much of the pain reliever doctors recommend most for headaches. Yes, twice as much as any other leading extra-strength tablet.
Good thing to remember, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Anacin tablets for nervous tension headaches.
Here's an important message for hemorrhoid sufferers. Several outstanding doctors report a special medication called Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief from pain and actually shrinks hemorrhoids except in severe or persistent cases. Yes, in most cases, Preparation H relieves painful discomfort as it gently causes reduction. Millions of people buy Preparation H each year to obtain relief. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Preparation H.
Still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. Clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston, at
Glenn Campbell's latest, Galveston. This is Monitor, and I'm Joe Garagiola. You know, we've heard how people are reacting to President Nixon's European trip, both at home and abroad. Now we hear the thoughts of a gentleman from Minnesota, former Vice President Hubert Humphrey, who was interviewed for Monitor by Robert Sommer of station KSTP in Minneapolis.
Former Vice President Humphrey has returned home to the Twin Cities to begin his teaching chores at the University of Minnesota and McAllister College. Sunday night, he starts things off with a keynote speech at a five-day symposium on urban affairs at the St. Paul College. We asked the former vice president, what can President Nixon do to strengthen NATO that hasn't already been done?
Well, it's always good for a new president, or when there is a change of administration, for the new head of state to